Hey guys, welcome to another TechLink. It's been a while. It's been a while since I've recorded. I've been really busy. Still am really busy. I think my deadline's on the 15th for applications. So I'm doing that. As you know, I've been taking a gap year. Been doing a lot of Chinese. Basically been getting stuck into the whole thing. And so recording has not really come, not really had the chance to record particularly. So now I've got like a few minutes to record a little something. Why the hell not? As you know, these podcasts are not professional. They're not professional. They're just very much tongue-in-cheek, coming straight, saying whatever comes to my head, I guess, without any editing, stuff like that. And, some may see it as lazy, some may see it as, it's just someone speaking to a microphone, there's no editing, no hard work behind it, but to be honest with you, I'm not here to make money, particularly. I'm just here to, say what I feel and put it out there. It's the best way for me to do it is by just simply sitting down and recording and saying whatever when I have time, because I don't have time to edit and put them out every day. That's another commitment on top of the other commitments that I have. And so this is fine for me, and not many people listen to them, but it's not really a problem. I do it more for myself. I do it more to sort of, clear my head, if you know what I mean, sort of, sit down and think things through and sort of talk about things, and that makes things more logical and more straightforward in my head. So, weirdly, I've been having a bit of an obsession with mechanical watches. And this is quite a curious story, because I don't know if I mentioned this before, maybe I haven't, but the Galaxy Watch 3 from Samsung was a watch that I was looking at to get for fitness and for going around and essentially being my daily smartwatch, something to wear, because I've wanted a watch for a while, I never even considered mechanical watches or actual watches, your wrist watches from established brands. And curiously enough, what kickstarted this obsession into watches that are not smartwatches was the search for a smartwatch. So obviously this has to do with the YouTube algorithm. I was on YouTube going through smartwatch reviews, in particular Galaxy Watch 3 reviews, bit of Huawei content, Tick Watch Pro, that kind of thing. And because I had been watching watch reviews, no pun intended, I think the YouTube algorithm just recommended me actual watches, regardless of whether they were smart or not. And so I started just watching this random video from this channel. I think the channel's called The Time Teller, about, I forgot what it was, I think it was about a movement watch and how crappy they were. If you don't know what movement is, it's one of these fashion brands of watches who make really low quality watches that are basically $3 Chinese watches, but they rebrand them, they put their own branding on them, and they sell them on for $100. Something similar to this was a brand I looked into last year, and called D-Flow, which took headphones that were about $15 on AliExpress and debranded them in Spain and gave you a warranty, but they were essentially the same headphones they were selling for about $150, making a healthy profit. So it's one of these rebranding companies, I suppose. And yeah, I just got interested in actual watches. And instead of getting a smartwatch, I've gotten two real watches. And it's just kickstarted a passion, which I didn't think would ever happen, because I've always been very much about, you know, technology, about a the future, about always having a screen on you and, you know, being connected and all this current you know, trendy thing of being connected and always being on and all that stuff. And so I never thought that I would actually have a passion for actual watches. And so I got a Casio F91W, which is now my exercise watch. And it's brilliant. It's a brilliant little thing. It's extremely comfortable. It's, you know, it's a digital watch. It's the very first, it's a very iconic watch. If I show you a picture of it, you will recognize it instantly, even if you're not a watch fan. So, yeah, the F91W from Casio, that's, you know, I got that, I picked that up. It's a digital watch, obviously. It's got, I think it's been in so many movies. I think there's this famous story about Michael Schumacher strapping one to a steering wheel to time laps on it, which is brilliant. It's the watch commonly used by terrorists to time bombers, because it was so accurate. It is so accurate. Very cheap. You can find them for $10 on anywhere, really. And it's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. So that's what I'm wearing now. That's what I wear for exercise and for, you know, tennis, for example, going to the gym, that sort of thing. This watch is what I wear because it's so light, so comfortable. It's a beta watch. You know, you can bang it around. You know, it's waterproof. It's not water resistant per se. It's only got 30 meters or 50 meters of water resistance, which isn't ideal, but it's fine for what I do. And yeah, it's a brilliant little piece, which I think everybody should have in a watch collection. Yes, I know I'm talking about watch collections, which is totally shifted from what I used to talk about. But anyway, this is what we're doing now. Second watch that I bought, which is coming along today, is my first proper automatic mechanical watch. Now, that's a bit of a lie, because I do have a Seagull 1963 chronograph. If you don't know what a chronograph is a watch used to time races, historically races, but it can really be used to time anything. You can, yeah, well, plain sort of, I don't know how to, well, yacht races, car races, horse racing. So it's essentially to time things. And so I do have one. It's from a brand called Seagull. It's a Chinese brand, and my dad got it a while ago. He never really used it, never really liked it. I think it was too small for his wrist. So I picked it up. And yeah, it's a brilliant watch. It's a brilliant dress watch. I did use it daily for a while, but the acrylic, obviously it's acrylic crystal. It's not going to be sapphire or anything. Got scratched quite a bit, so I decided to just use it as a weekend outing watch, if you like, sort of like a nice little dress watch to take out for those more formal occasions. And it's a brilliant little piece. It's on a leather strap. It came on an olive green NATO, which wasn't great, so I put a leather strap on it, and it looks fantastic, and it feels fantastic, and it's very comfortable. And yeah, it's a hand-winding watch, which, if you don't know what that means, is you have to wind the crown in order to make the movement actually move and start ticking. And it is actually ticks quite loudly, which some might see as a downside. And, you know, it is a sign that it's not the most complex movement, I suppose. But I actually quite enjoy the sound of that ticking. So yeah, so that's technically my first automatic watch. Also, I've had, I think I had a previous F91W with a bracelet, but I think I gave that away at some point because I got tired of the bracelet pinching my skin. too much, which has been a problem for me with bracelets. I think someone just left the package. Hold on. No, okay. So, I never had a G-Shock. I had a Casio Illuminator, a boy's watch back in the day. Well, I say back in the day, about 5 years ago. A Casio boy's watch, which was decent again. It had better backlight than what my F91W has, for sure. My F91W's backlight is horrendous. And if you have an F91W, you will know what I mean. The backlight is just trash. It illuminates half of the watch face, and the other half is left completely dark. But yeah, the big purchase really is a Seiko SPDY063, which, if you don't know what that means, it's a model number. It's essentially a Seiko King Turtle Save the Ocean, and that's going to be my first automatic watch. It's fairly cheap. Its official retail is about $625 or something like that. I picked it up for $370 on Taobao. Completely genuine from Japan, so it's the Japanese variant, and it's beautiful. It's got a beautiful dial in collaboration with the Save the Ocean Foundation or program, which is a program established by, if I just search his name, I don't remember his name at the moment, but he's quite famous. Founder. This is the Beauty of Life podcast. Save the Ocean program. Come on. Who did it? Well, I can't tell you who did it. It's not coming up for some reason. All I'm getting a bunch of ads. But anyway, it's a beautiful watch. It's a King Turtle from Seiko, however you want to call it. So it's a slightly upgraded Turtle, which is a very famous dive watch out of all the Seiko dive watches. And, you know, sapphire crystal, ceramic bezel. It's great value for money, which is why I picked it up. And to be honest with you, I did see an Omega Seamaster 300M for $700, which is a stupid price for a Seamaster, which usually retail for around 5,000 euros or around 50,000 RMB. But this guy was saying it for 7,000, and I was about to pull the trigger because it all looked very genuine and very legitimate, and I was about to pull the trigger and take it to an inspector to inspect whether it was fake or real, but then I sort of second-guessed myself, and I was like, I'd better not do that, because it might not end well. So instead I went for the Seiko, and it's coming either today or tomorrow. I'm very excited to get it in and wear it as a daily, which is what I'll be doing. It's an absolute cracking watch. It's got the 4R36 movement, which is a reliable enough movement. So, you know, it's not amazing. You can't really expect anything too amazing for $625 retail, but it's got everything I need. It has, you know, it is my first watch, automatic watch. So I wasn't about to spring for an Omega, especially if it was fake. Fake watches is something that I just detest. So that's where we're at now. I've ended up with buying a Seiko, getting a Casio F91W, and discovering this love for horology all of a sudden. I should really change the name of this podcast, because TechLink doesn't really suit it anymore. We don't really talk about tech. And I've sort of laid off it. You know, I've been detoxing from reading and looking at technology and the new tech stuff. I will occasionally watch a video or two. Mr. Who's the Boss, I've been watching a lot of Mr. Who's the Boss, because his tech videos are very interesting and very well done. But, you know, I'd usually go on a channel or go on YouTube and just binge watch tech upon tech video, even from the most small niche channels. But I've not been doing that because, you know, this love for horology now has me watching watch videos. And then, of course, the tennis tournament Roland Garros is on, so I've been watching that and love the commentary on that. And yeah, it's a busy time, obviously, but it you know, it's a nice time right now. It's an exciting time. University language program, which I talked about, I think the last podcast, is going extremely well. Very fun, very rewarding. Lots of new people, very interesting people, which is always nice. You know, it's nice to mix up with new people and learn about new cultures and learn about new things. And been having a fun time. So I'm just going to leave it here. I'm going to go to the gym shortly and get ready for that. So if you enjoyed, you can't really do much about it, to be honest. If you enjoyed, then be glad you enjoyed it. And if you didn't enjoy it, well, too bad. Don't listen. See you guys next time on another episode of the Tech Think Podcast.